But after Samachitra and I had concluded our work, I started thinking a bit more about ethics. Not so much about ethics as presented by Nagarjuna, but in a way, a bit independently. And I started recalling that we often speak of Buddhist ethics as an ethics of intention. That is to say, the ethical value or the ethical status of our action depends upon the state of mind by which it's accompanied. Thus, if our actions are accompanied by or spring from greed, hatred, delusion, then they're called unskillful or unwholesome. And if they spring from the opposite of those states, then we call them skillful, wholesome, or, if you like, ethical. So I think this is well known, everybody agrees upon this. But I wasn't quite satisfied, as I thought about it, with this idea of the ethical as consisting in intention. I thought there was really something more to it than that, or should be something more to it than that. And then it struck me, I think it had struck me before, but not quite in the same way, that if we look at the precepts, and as I mentioned, Nagarjuna looks at the 10 precepts, if we look at the precepts, including the 5 precepts, we find that they are not self-referential. They're not so much about our own mental state as such. They are much more about our attitude towards other people. They're about the way in which we treat other people. So the first precept is not so much about just keeping our own minds free from feelings of anger or hatred, though it is that also, but it's perhaps even more importantly about treating others in a way that doesn't harm them, treating others in a way that benefits them. So we can apply this way of thinking to all the precepts. The second precept refers very much to other people, because if we take from them what doesn't belong to us, which belongs to them, well, they suffer. We've affected them. And of course, if we practice the positive precept corresponding to the second negative one, then we practice generosity. We help and we affect others. So we can look at all the precepts in this way. They're not just concerned with our own mental state, the purity of our own mental state as regards greed, hatred and delusion and so on. They're also concerned with our attitude towards others. They're also concerned with the way we treat others, the way we feel for others. They're concerned with, as it were, putting ourselves in the other person's place, putting ourselves in the other person's shoes even.